to Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The Sickles CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We can talk about the record number of government employees here in moments, but first we go to your phone calls. Indy in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Indy? Hey, guys. I want to preach and subscribe that professional engineers, PEs, licensed by the state, are a good thing. Because in addition to establishing their credentials and ability to do the job that they do, they also have a moral responsibility to the public to protect the public interest and safety.
Well,
don't you think we all have a moral responsibility to the public to protect their safety? And whatever the hell their interest is.
Come on, Mark. I believe we do. If you see a stone about to fall on someone's head, I have a responsibility to corner off the area and protect my fellow brothers and sisters from getting hurt.
There you go.
But I don't think you're making...
What do we need a state certification for engineers
for? You're not making a real persuasive argument here. I mean, as we pointed out last hour, for those just tuning in, we were talking about licensing and how one out of every three professions in America is now... almost one out of every three American professions is now licensed. And it's ludicrous because all it is protectionism. The marketplace would put into place all the necessary mechanisms to keep people safe if we would just let it work. Why is it in your mind that engineers cannot simply be certified privately?
They are certified privately. Actually, the public government is so overwhelming in the PE business. The people who put up the towers on which you're broadcasting tonight and the lines on which I'm talking tonight on the telephone are all engineers, PEs, licensed by the state. It's a pretty good certification, guys. The public or the
you didn't answer the question.
I wouldn't dispute that it's a pretty good certification. Now I know that they have their own private organization. It has to do something with a ring, with a cog on it, right?
You're right.
Okay. Now, why couldn't that private organization, because you're not an engineer unless you've got that ring with the cog on it. Is that correct? Now, there's the guy that drives the train, and he doesn't count. There's something called a field engineer that works for the phone company, and they don't count. The only engineers that are really engineers are the people that have the ring with the cog. Correct?
Yeah, Mark, you're on the spot.
Yeah,
well why isn't that good enough?
I got an uncle and a cousin that happen to have that ring. So why do we need state certification when in fact the PE organization that gives the ring with the cog on it? What do we need? Everybody knows that the only real engineer is the guy with the ring with the cog on it.
Currently, gentlemen, the public government system is the best system in place. I will agree with you that the private sector could probably produce something better.
Okay.
But right now, you asked your callers if there was a good public system of certification. There is a good one right now.
No, that wasn't my question. That wasn't my question. My question was there something that you felt that the government needed to handle exclusively as opposed to the marketplace?
I wouldn't dispute that likely it was engineers that put together the certification.
Sure,
that the public,
the politicians don't know a damn thing
right,
about
how it. How were the politicians going to do it anyway? So I wouldn't dispute that. I would dispute, however, that we don't need them.
He's already on our side.
Yeah.
He already said we'll get rid of the program. The marketplace will provide it, and that's what we're suggesting here. Indy, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
And everybody learned a little something about engineers and rings.
Yeah, I didn't know about the cog thing.
I didn't know about that either.
Of course, then again, I've never had to hire an engineer, so really never had to care about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you do learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Paul Craig Roberts at Counterpunch says that, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, government employs 22.3, almost 22.4 million Americans. That's almost 9 million more than manufacturing. Even the category leisure and hospitality employs 13.6 million Americans. And there are as many waitresses and bartenders as production workers in America. Wholesale and retail trade employ 21.4 million Americans. So there are more government employees than any other business sector in America right now. What does that mean for the future of the American economy?
Well, it doesn't mean that we're going to get the best service. Basically, when government does anything, they don't have the same incentives as private companies do. A great example is trash service. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, amazingly enough, all trash service is private. There is, other than picking up the leaves in the fall, somehow the local denizens of Keene can figure out how to get rid of their trash on their own. However, they cannot, and they raise this incredible fuss about someone picking up their leaves. How are we going to get rid of our leaves if the government doesn't do it? They know how to get rid of their lawn clippings and how to get rid of little limbs they cut off their trees. However, they can't figure out how to get rid of leaves.
Ludicrous.
But every place else I've ever lived, the government takes care of trash service. Now, when the government takes care of trash service, you can't throw away, you can't throw away certain things. When you throw away lawn items, they must be cut to a maximum of 48 inches long. Mm-hmm. They must be bundled together. Your garbage can can't contain more than 40 pounds of refuse.
It has to be a special kind of garbage can.
Right, it has to
be. You have to recycle.
You have to put different types of trash in different types of containers. Forget paint and throwing away computers and things like that. Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Oil.
You have to hide them well.
Right. That's what they tell you to do, by the way. If you call the trash people and say, what am I supposed to do with this paint? They say, put it at the bottom of the bag and cover it with stuff.
Well, if you've got a black trash bag, they're never going to know about it.
I actually had the recycling man once dump my entire recycling bin out and tell me that there was one thing in there that wasn't clean enough, and he left it like that,
right.
And I had to pick it up.
Right. Crappy customer service is what I'm trying to point out here.
That makes me want to recycle, by the way.
And this is, this is how it goes.
Yeah.
The government, they don't have to. Whereas here in Keene, New Hampshire, I could throw away anything I want in my trash. The trash guy does ask that I have everything bagged.
Yeah.
I do that for him. But
Julia put a coffee cup in there, and it's been in the trash bin for 3 weeks now, because they won't take it unless it has a bag around it.
No.
Well, otherwise, it's pretty reasonable.
It's their rule, and
right.
You can choose to get another trash man. If you want another
sure.
trash man, I can give you a recommendation. I know a guy who will take your cup out of your garbage. You can fire ABC
awesome.
Trash Service, which I believe is, in fact,
yeah.
what your trash service is called,
yeah.
which shows you they don't need to compete. They just named themselves ABC. That's how little competition that they have, okay?
There's a few services, though.
There are, but it's
and
know.
It's reasonably priced. And
it really
it's
is.
Really interesting to watch the garbage man drive around, because it's totally different than what you see in Florida with all the guys hanging out.
There's like five guys on the truck
yeah.
in Florida.
Yeah.
These guys have one dude. He drives and hauls.
He gets out of the car. He picks up the trash.
Yep.
He puts it in the bin. Then he gets back in the car. And then he drives to the next house. And somehow he can figure out where to go in the neighborhood with... Even though not everybody uses the same trash service. Somehow, it's amazing, but they've done it.
Well, in the same way that newspaper delivery people can figure out who to deliver their newspapers
to. It's amazing.
To. They know who their clients are. I love not having to recycle. I mean, I didn't do it in Florida after I watched the Penn and Teller episode, the BS episode about recycling, and learned that it was total nonsense. Except for aluminum. Aluminum you can recycle and profitably, and it
sure.
makes sense. But everything else is just a government make-work program, essentially. And so I had quit recycling down in Florida for probably the last year and a half that I worked there, or lived there. And that was, that was illegal for me to not recycle. It's a mandatory recycling thing, but up here there is no mandatory recycling, which is just lovely. It's just nice to not have to worry about some... code enforcement bureaucrat coming around and harassing me because I don't have bins out by the curb. just one of those little ways that New Hampshire is just a little bit more free than other places. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking economics, or where we were earlier, the Zimbabwe economy apparently is being saved by the black market. Now, this is interesting. On a typical workday, Lovemore Vombe will make dozens of clandestine phone calls that lead to a handful of illegal transactions. He'll conspire with colleagues, sidestep police, or bribe them if necessary, and come home in the evening with a few dollars in his pocket. It's enough to make the rent and keep his eldest child in a boarding school. In Zimbabwe's free-falling economy, the slight, mustachioed 31-year-old holds a rare, steady job. He is a money dealer. A money dealer. In an economy where money is being pumped out of the government at a rate you've never experienced, unless you've actually experienced hyperinflation, there are black market money dealers. What does that mean
exactly? I have no idea.
I'm not sure either, but we're going to find out here in a few moments and take your calls as well about whatever you want. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity, faith, and free market economics. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at grannywarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Black market money dealers. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. But first, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. FEST.com.
The Free State Project, where we need libertarian men to come meet all our libertarian ladies.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good time. You definitely want to come up here, and some of them will be at Pork Fest. So
there will be some at Pork Fest. There's no doubt about it.
First come, first serve.
I would feel like there's a lot of women at the Pork Fest and the Liberty Forum for libertarians.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Disproportionate to normal, to any libertarian event anywhere you've ever been, you will find more here in New Hampshire.
Fewer, especially at Pork Fest, there's far fewer old guys with badges.
Lots of libertarians just have badges.
Libertarian events, they have badges with their names.
Oh, the name badge, yeah.
I am fortunate enough to never have been to a Libertarian Party event, and I'm pretty thankful.
You're not
for
missing
that.
Much.
Yeah, I really have no desire to ever go to one. I'm good.
So here's the story from Zimbabwe, which, as you know, if you've been listening, they've got an awful, awful hyperinflation problem going on there right now. And apparently one of the results of this is that the black market has taken up money dealing. We're talking about Lovemore Vombe, who is a money dealer on Harare's thriving black market, helping Zimbabweans trade foreign currency for their increasingly worthless local cash. With inflation estimated at 200,000%, easily the highest in the world right now, Zimbabwe's currency is barely worth the paper it's printed on. The largest Zimbabwean note, $10 million, can't buy more than a couple of sodas. Foreign currency runs this economy now, mainly the U.S. dollar and the South African rand, nearly all of it traded on the black market. The government of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who faces a critical re-election test on Saturday, that was last week, so I don't know what happened there.
Well, he's claiming to have won. I won!
And apparently, it's pegged the exchange rate at $1 to 30,000 Zimbabwean dollars. But the currency is losing value at such head-spinning speed that on the streets of Harare, one U.S. greenback will soon fetch about 2,000 times that amount. So 2,000 times 30,000. Since no one can afford to do business at the official rate, Vombe says the thousands of informal dealers have become Zimbabwe's lifeline. He says if you want Zim dollars, you have to buy it on the parallel market, said seated in an overstuffed sofa in the comfortable suburban home he shares with his wife and three children.
They call it the parallel market?
Yes.
Okay.
The banks don't allow you to pull out more than $500 a day, he said, meaning 500 million Zimbabwe dollars. The six zeros at the end being essentially meaningless in a figure that equates to no less or two less than 10 U.S. bucks. And that is when they have cash. Me, I can always find cash for a customer. But he has to hustle. Even though the police regularly crack down on the illegal trade, in a country where 9 in 10 people don't hold regular jobs, money dealing is a rare chance to make a buck and is therefore highly competitive. In a good week, Vombe can make $100 in commissions, more than enough to cover the month's rent. Zimbabwe's economy began failing a decade ago, after Mugabe launched a politically motivated land reform scheme that bankrupted the farm sector, the country's main source of income. Now remittances from Zimbabweans living overseas drive the economy, pumping as much as $1 billion in foreign currency into the country each year, nearly all of it coming through the black market. So the money coming into the Zimbabwean economy is being facilitated by black market money dealers. If it weren't for these black market dealers, who knows what would be happening there right now? Would it hasten the crash? Would it be a good thing if the black market guys were gone? I don't know enough about economics to really comment on that. But I find it fascinating. I find it amazing that, the black market is... The marketplace, of course, is the black market. The free market, the marketplace, when products and services are prohibited, it still operates. It's just we call it the black market and make it sound scary. And in many cases, it is, like in drug dealing and... Maybe even in the money dealing business. There might be violence, there might be threats, there might be dangerous.
I wouldn't doubt it. Once things are illegal, it depends on how illegal they are, really, is the question. I mean, how much do the cops crack down? If it's just a little payoff here and there, and then they go and leave you alone, no big deal.
Right? And he's talking about having to pay off the cops in this case. So it's really just an amazing story about how the black market, it's not just about drugs and prostitution. It's about anything. Anything the government doesn't want you to get your hands on without, outside of the normal channels, will be available in the black market. I'll continue the story here, though. He says there's absolutely no way, this is an economist in Harare, there's absolutely no way the economy could function without the inflows of money via the black market, according to the economist. Finding money on the streets
is... the economy will function. I don't know whether they're, I don't know how it would affect it, but there will be some kind of functioning of an economy.
He says, because the government prints so much of it, it's easy to find the money. With Mugabe facing a close election race, he believes the Reserve Bank has pumped more than $1.5 quadrillion onto the market over the past month. That's hard to even imagine how many quadrillion is. That's a lot of damn zeros.
It's just zeros.
To buy votes for the ruling
and,
party.
You know, that's the thing is, they just print the zeros on them, just like we're printing these dollars up.
Yep.
You know, as worthless as theirs are, so is ours, really.
Sure it is. It's just the people haven't figured it out.
It up.
Nothing. Nothing.
What do you get for your dollar? Yeah, you can exchange it for goods.
Because people believe it.
Other people believe it,
right.
And that's fine. I believe it. They believe it. I'm willing to exchange my work for a certain amount of dollars, so therefore they're willing to exchange their product for a certain amount of my dollars, and that works and everything. But it's like it's a balloon. And in the case of Zimbabwe, the air is rushing out at an incredible pace. In our case, it's just rushing out very, you know, just a little bit. It's like when you hold the balloon tight,
right.
And it goes... That's what's going on here. With Zimbabwe, it's going...
Yep.
And
yep.
Flying all over the room.
And it all has to do with the government's, the central bank's policy. It's all
like
up
my,
to them.
How do you like my economic metaphor?
I do like your economic metaphor. Mm-hmm. I like the balloon noises more.
Yep. So it all has to do with the government's central bank policy and how much they want to inflate the currency. Because inflation, for those of you who've never heard this before, it bears repeating. We've always got new listeners. Inflation is not a rise in prices. Understand this.
A rise in prices is a symptom of inflation.
Right. This is probably the most relevant thing you can learn about the money system here in America and around the world. Inflation is an inflation of the money supply, meaning the government is pumping more dollars, which costs them nothing to create. They're pumping more dollars into the economy, therefore devaluing the existing dollars in the economy, therefore prices have to rise in order to compensate for the devalued dollar. That doesn't mean all prices rise. There are some things that confuse you out there, because some things have gotten cheaper over time. You know, rubbing alcohol is the example you like to use, Mark, has gotten cheaper. You can buy more of it now for less than you could 10 or 20 years ago.
Right. I didn't, you know, I when I was in high school, I used to buy rubbing alcohol to, you know, take care of some of the oil on my face. And...
That's not good, by the way.
Yeah, well, whatever. I was in high school. High school students aren't known for being smart.
Yeah.
And it was 99 cents for a bottle
now
of it.
Now it's 79 cents.
And it was 79 cents when I went to Walmart.
Why is that?
A couple months ago.
It's because the marketplace constantly works to lower costs. Even in the face of inflation, the marketplace is so powerful and amazing that it can continue to successfully lower costs through various different production techniques and competition and all of that. But still, some things go up every single time. Like consumables like food and gasoline, and those are the real things you want to keep your eye on to get an idea for what's really going on. More coming up, and even gasoline subsidized. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com, so enjoy them on us.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing those extra pounds? Working out and eating right no longer working for you? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check it out, notfatanymore.com.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to John in Salem, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hi, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm getting a little bit tired, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to re-energize. I've been playing this game of trying to gain freedom for myself and my neighbors and my children and all of that for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
In case anybody doesn't have a clue yet, we do not live in a free country.
No, sir, we don't.
I was reminded of, you know, when an anniversary came up of when the USA hockey team beat the USSR, and it was huge news. But why was it news?
Okay.
It was news because of all the things we were taught, because those countries were evil, the
right.
USSR, communist China, Cuba,
right. Freedom
North
good.
Korea, you know, the list could go on. Those
freedom's
were
good
evil,
and despotic governments
were they
are bad.
Evil?
Yeah.
If you wanted your own business,
you couldn't have one.
You needed to get permission from the government.
Right.
You did not own the land that you lived on. You got a subsidized apartment from the government, and they could force you in or out and do anything they wanted at any time. As late as, and this is the last time I remember this issue, Bush number one, when he went into Iraq, they were still using this language. that Saddam Hussein was an evil dictator because he encouraged his citizens to spy on one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The list can go on and on and on. There was a government bureaucrat in the condominium today working for a private party, but in contract with the federal government to try to get more people on welfare here in New Hampshire, by the way. And when I told the woman, you know, all you need to do is look to 25 or 30 years ago, that is happening to our country.
All she of the was, things you're talking
she said,
about,
I don't,
yeah.
I didn't even think about that, she said.
All yeah, all of the examples you've given are, you know, they're almost happening here on a much wider scale. I mean, the government controls so much, and you do have to ask government's permission. We talked earlier this hour about how one out of three professions have to be licensed in America.
Well, when you say one out of three professions, I hope that we have less of that in New Hampshire. I'm not sure.
But yeah, I think New Hampshire's
on the
lower
government
side.
But on a state level, I've heard that New Hampshire, we actually license more than, God forbid we say this, Massachusetts. We
oh, that sounds
get,
hard to
we
believe.
We need to get activists here. What can we do? I guess what can we do is the question. We do not live in a free country.
Nope.
I think, as far as I know, we have to come together.
I can tell you what my solution is, John, and I agree with coming together, and I think that bringing more liberty activists here to New Hampshire is going to be a good thing. And I know the political guys think that, oh, just give us another election, and we're going to show you that the political route is going
to
work.
Well, I'm about ready to give up on that.
Me
it's
too,
It's going to take 100 years, more than that. It
yeah.
takes so long to get something done there.
Well, it does, because you have to wait, you know, two years here, 2 years there before you can have another shot at changing things. And I was watching Free Minds TV, and we have the co-host of Free Minds TV on this show every Tuesday.
I don't watch that often enough, but it's an excellent show.
Yep, you can see him at freemindstv.com. But they were talking about these homeschoolers in America, or not in America, but here in New Hampshire, and that the government, last year or the year before that, one of the free staters got a piece of homeschooling legislation passed through the state house that reduced the requirements for homeschoolers.
Very early mover named Dawn, beautiful woman.
That's correct. They actually had Dawn on their show this week. They had Dawn on their show to talk about this. So they got this legislation passed. They removed some of the requirements for homeschooling. And, of course, you might look at that and you might say, yeah, political.
Freedom's on the rise,
the political
right?
system works. Well, what are they doing now? Well, guess what? There's a proposal on the table to reinitiate the old similar, I don't know if it's the exact same requirements, but to reinitiate more reporting requirements to the government. So what they had before was they had these requirements that homeschoolers had to submit their curriculum to the government. Government or their plan, their lesson plan, essentially, to the government prior to them going through their year of homeschooling. So, which is ludicrous to suggest that you need to tell some bureaucrat how it is you plan on educating your kid, and what if you right. change your plan?
And what's the bureaucrat get to do? Tell you whether or not that's acceptable?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I just
exactly. And if you think they're being upfront and honest about this, you got to know they're conniving little. Sniffling, conniving little socialists that want to try to trick you into all of this stuff.
But
they
want
to not only take back what they in their mind lost. They want to restrict freedom. And my thing
sure
is these leftists who you know I reach out to these people a little bit and I say, you know, I thought you people were against violence. I thought you people in the you know. The peace community wanted to find balance. Balance doesn't mean leaning heavily to the right or heavily to the left. Please stop inflicting that.
Yeah.
I don't
stop
know if you guys get the hippo
neighbors.
Press out there.
The what?
The hippo.
No.
It's just this big paper.
Yeah.
I know that you'd see it in Boston.
It's
but I just
loving.
Picked it up this evening on my way home from yoga class at the Jaws. You know, just a regular... A normal where everybody else goes. Is New Hampshire dedicated to the pledge? The pledge is where office seekers say, I reject any attempt to get a broad-based tax, which would mean an income tax or a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're going after this on a community level. I haven't read the article yet. I know that we defeated it here in Salem. I spent 9 damn hours at it, at the town meeting.
What are they going after?
Say,
I don't understand.
John, we don't see you around at all these things. Well, guess what? On that day, I spent 9 damn hours just to make sure that this thing happened.
What were they trying to do exactly? I don't know.
What they're trying to do is it's incremental. It's incrementalism. You have this woman, and by the way, Massachusetts people who, you know, I moved from Massachusetts, and we always get the, you know,
I don't understand. I'm sorry, John.
Right?
What is it they're trying to do incrementally? I missed that.
What they're trying to do is to get people to reject the so-called pledge, where an office
has
to take the pledge to say, I reject any attempt, and I will not vote for or sign a broad-based tax.
So they're trying to make the pledge out to be a bad thing and get politicians to
do it. And they're trying to do it at the town level, where at these local levels somebody can get something on the ballot.
Yeah.
And then the community votes for it.
Gotcha.
And then it goes to, you know, so they're just trying to do this trickle-up thing.
John, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate all of your efforts, and thank you for calling in. 800-259-9231. I was working. One that I wanted to explain was what was going on with the homeschooling thing. So they passed this law that repealed the reporting regulations for the homeschoolers.
That's good.
And you can say, yeah, politics works. Well, now what are they doing?
They're
looking at bringing the damn law back.
It's a constant battle that never ends. Every time you win, you lose 50 times, and you have to continually fight to keep what you won.
And yes, you're right. If you believe in the system, and if you believe that it's legitimate, but the problem here is that people are so damned obedient. All homeschoolers have to do is stop following the rules. What if the homeschoolers in New Hampshire just said, F you to these rules?
Then I can tell you what could quite possibly happen is they'd say, the homeschooling's out of here. We're sick of it. No way. The politicians would say, no homeschooling.
Are they going to arrest homeschoolers?
They could.
Jail?
Well,
nonsense.
What do you think they're going to do in California?
I don't think they're going to arrest
you think the people have the spines to stand up when it...
they don't.
Right.
And that's the problem.
They don't have the spine not to turn in the piece of paper, let alone when things start cracking down. Look, you have to be involved in the political process because the politicians are after your freedom.
800-259-9231. But the political process is the problem. And
it may very well be, but the politicians are out there.
The solution is courage. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. Or I should say AMP-only call-in lines. We've got multiple AMP call-in lines now, which is nice. Big thanks to Michael Hampton over at homelandstupidity.us for setting that up for us. And so you get access to some special stuff, but also you can feel good in knowing the money you're contributing is going to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country. So get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. All right. So let's continue this discussion, because I think it's an important one to have. I was watching Free Minds TV at freemindstv.com, and they were talking about one of the pieces of legislation that the New Hampshire State House is looking at right now that will re-regulate the New Hampshire homeschoolers. And apparently there are a number of young people in New Hampshire that are homeschooled, relatively a decent amount. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively low there's not a lot of homeschooling legislation here compared to places like, say, California. And so there's a good amount of homeschoolers here, and they have a pretty decent lobbying ability. They're good at going to the state house and standing up for what they believe in and their viewpoint and the homeschooling freedom, right? And I'm all in favor of it. I think it's great. I think people should be able to homeschool. And what Dawn was talking about, Dawn Lincoln from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, what she was talking about is this method of homeschooling that I find fascinating, and that is that essentially you teach your kids the basics, the bare basics of reading and writing, right? You just make it so they can absorb information and they can communicate, and then you just let them self-school, essentially, or you unschool them.
I actually work with a young man, and he is homeschooled. His entire family of 10 children, they're all homeschooled.
Good
and
Lord.
I asked him if his mother taught him or how that worked. He said, no, actually, I teach myself. And he said that he was just taught the bare minimum, and then his parents just, like, let him go.
And he's not retarded. And,
he's actually one of the best workers we have, and he's just such a nice guy.
What's not shocking about this is that's what everyone does every day. we have the knowledge that we have, and then we go out and we procure whatever knowledge we want to have,
right,
whatever interests us, and that way, you know, and in teaching a child this, they never have that sort of, studying.
Right.
They don't get that whole conversation going on in their head that school stinks,
right.
Institutionalized learning just bites. And I hated things like that.
Me too. I never once studied for a test. Never once.
You know, I didn't want to read a book when I was in high school. I just didn't want to do that.
Nope, I didn't read books either.
Except for Clan of the Cave Bear. I did, however, read that series.
Well, there was sex in that, right?
That's probably what it was. Yeah, between cavemen. But then after school, I became a voracious reader. Mm-hmm. I read every day. I read at least a half an hour to an hour, sometimes more, every single day. And that's not counting what I read on the internet.
Sure, I love learning things.
Out of books.
I love learning things I'm interested in. But in government school, I'm not interested in the things they're trying to force down my throat.
Now, I think I would make a special effort to teach my kid addition and subtraction beyond...
Well, that's why I said the basics.
Well, you said reading and communicating.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
The basics would include addition and subtraction.
I don't know that... addition and subtraction, sure. Multiplications, you know, these things are good. But beyond that, I'm really sort of the same opinion that a person is going to specialize in life. Hopefully they specialize in something they want to do. You know, I mean, the little bit I know about earth science, what kind of use is it to me?
Julia,
not much.
The other night, Julia and I were talking about one of her coworkers at work who is a really intelligent guy, and he's good at saving. So he's managed to, I don't know where he picked up the habit, but he's good at...
His mother is a loser, and he didn't want to be like her, basically.
Okay, so it was just in contrast to her. So he's a real intelligent guy, but he's in a position in life where he has no idea what it is he wants to do. And I said, isn't it sad that there are so many young people that are in that position? Because I think the statistics are something like the average college student changes his major 3 times before he actually settles on one.
Right.
And we also know that 90% of college kids don't utilize their major.
College kids do not know what they want to do. They take a sociology class and they say, oh, that sounds like fun. This is a fun class. I think I'd like to major in sociology.
But what I was suggesting, though, when we were talking about it was, isn't it sad that there are people who are 20 and 21 and 24 years old that they have no idea what they want to do with their lives? I think a huge part of that has to do with the fact that they spent 13 years of their life, and that's just, you know, K through 12, they spent 13 years of their life being force-fed a bunch of crap, and they weren't allowed to really follow their bliss. They weren't allowed to, or encouraged, to figure out what it is that they want. They could have spent those 13 years trying different things and discovering new ideas.
They did make us take those tests that determined what we were going to be with their life. Mine was Baker.
Yeah, I have no idea what those tests said for me. They were so long ago. And
they were awful, though. Everybody always hated the results. They were like, I'm going to be a cop. Oh, no.
Well, you know, I know that I've always been, you know, happy to talk to people and enjoy that. So I don't know that they ever put salesman in there because salesman has this bad connotation. However, it's been a great career for me, radio sales. I've done other kind of sales that really just sucked because I enjoy radio and I'm into it. You know, I think you're right that people need to follow their bliss, as whatever that means. You know, sprinkle sage as they go, but
it means do what you want.
Yeah, right.
And if you were allowed to actually figure out what you want instead of being, you know, 8 hours a day force-fed information that you don't necessarily have an interest in.
It's just trivia that they make you memorize.
Sure, it is.
And you can't possibly. Well, I actually went to school before I was of the liberty mindset. I went to school to be a government school teacher, and I went because I wanted to help people. I knew that there was so much wrong with our public school system or our government school system, and I really thought that I could do some good things from the inside. I remember one time I was working alone with this girl in fourth grade who had some serious issues with this test that she couldn't pass. It was a science test. I was looking at the science test, and I couldn't answer a single question on it. It was
fourth grade.
What is the distance between the Earth and the Sun?
93 million miles.
I don't know. I don't care. If I ever needed to or wanted to know, I could go to Wikipedia and find out, I bet.
Right. And that's the really cool thing about the internet is it's like the calculator for everything. You know, I mean, They didn't want us to learn to use calculators in school because they wanted us to...
Oh, I bet they hate the internet then.
But, you know, the fact is, you really don't need to know how to do... It's certainly long form, adding a whole bunch of numbers up together because... Well, you've got a calculator, and you don't need to know all right. this information because you've got Wikipedia. What you need to be able to do is think critically.
Yeah, and understand how to find the information.
And I don't think school teaches you those.
It doesn't teach
things.
It. And I actually told the girl that. I said, look, the truth is, you do not need to know this information. I don't know this information. It's not going to get you anywhere in life. The sole purpose for you learning this information is so that you can pass this test, get good grades, and move on.
Yep.
So do whatever you can to remember these facts for the next 2 days, and that is it. And I taught her mnemonic devices, and we came up with, like, cute little games to so that she could memorize the facts solely.
Such
so
a
she
waste
could...
of time. It's such a colossal waste. These kids could be looking into the things that are interesting to them, and from that, discovering what it is they want to do.
Well,
so by the time they're 13 or 14, they've got a college-level, you know, education in what they're interested in, and they can go and pursue whatever it is they want in life.
The saddest part about it was how bad she felt about herself, because since she didn't pass the test, she's obviously a loser.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they make the kids
feel...
Well,
that was going on with your friend, your coworker. He quit college, and now everyone's coming down on it.
Right. So he just stopped telling people he quit college. And it really irks me because some people will say, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, you're going to be a loser. But this guy has more money in his bank account at 22 than any of these other kids in college. In my opinion, that says he's on the road to success as soon as he figures out what he wants to do.
But if he believed what they were saying...
And he doesn't.
Thank goodness. But if he did, then he might, you know, get all, you know...
I'm going to be a loser.
Right.
Down
in
the
dumps.
That's the best part. He was able to save all this money with a $9 an hour job.
And you know, I've said it many, 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 many times. It's not what you make. It's what you spend. And
so true.
If you can hold on to that money as much as you can hold on to it, the crap that you buy is likely to be gone or useless or unwanted very, very shortly after you purchase it. That's just how these things go. So... experiences can't be taken away from you, and I'm for experiences. The $2,000 I spent to drive around the United States in a van in 1998, which now gas is four times that, so figure $8,000, I feel like I got every penny out of that. I saw so many things and did so much stuff in 3 months, but so many other $2,000 allotments out there, poof, gone, useless.
So to the homeschoolers, I say, just say no to being regulated by these government rules if you ever want to keep control over your kids' education. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
You made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.